Okay. So, what do you think? Is this like awesome or what? It's a powerful model because it has so many different things you can do with it. And just to be able to use this, I use this frequently with clients. Like I might do some other piece of change work with them, and then I do this as a follow-up to integrate the change so that it has stability. In the early days of NLP, some practitioners would encounter what we call the soap bubble effect. Like you'd have this magnificent change work session with the person in your office, and then they'd go back out and it had all the stability of a soap bubble. And it would just pop as soon as they got into their other anchors and things like that or something, and the change wouldn't be stable. So this is one way of really creating stable change with that alignment. And you can do it as a piece all by itself, or you can do it in addition to other pieces to really strengthen other work that you're doing with people.
I liked a lot what I saw. However, I personally think that Sunny is probably a rather self-aware person. Mm-hmm. So if you would put me up there, who are you? And what's the last one? What's your purpose? Well, I've been thinking about that for the last 37 years or so. And only because you will tell me again what if you would know doesn't mean that I will come up with something.
Right.
So, in short, this thing has limitations when people like fall. I mean, I think it's enough. I think you get the problem. How do you
sure.
work with that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, think in terms of layers, levels, and things like that. I might get up to the place of transcendence, and they may have no clue. You know, yeah, it's like, I don't know why I'm here, or what I came into this world to give or to get, or anything like that. But it's the beginning of that contemplation. So I might invite them just to have a sense that even if you don't know what it is, that you have one. And it doesn't have to be defined at this point. But just have a sense that you have a purpose, that you have a mission, that you have a sense, and
what
that you could...
What if they think they don't? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what if they, first of all, have a negative ending? Like, I do everything wrong, I'm a big person.
Sure.
And then you don't tell them what they should think, right? That's not what we do.
No. But there's, you know, again, it's the puzzle piece thing, right? This is a piece of the puzzle. You're going to get other puzzle pieces to deal with stuff like that along the way. So I might, on the fly, do a belief change process while they're in that level. Right. I might deviate off and do it in another complete piece of change work and then come back to this kind of a thing. So there, you'll have many, many tools to be able to deal with those kinds of issues along the way.
Like everything in NLP, this is context specific. If you try to do this with just like my role in the world or something like that, or just who I am or what's my environment, you're going to spend all day long describing your environment because you're in so many different environments. Mm-hmm. Same thing with behaviors. So what you do is you find a context with this. And then in the more specific the context, the more powerful this will be. And it's true, as you go up levels, it becomes more abstract. But if you're very specific about a context, you know, say as a parent, my role as a parent, and you start moving up the levels, well, when you get to transcendence, it's basically what am I in service to? I'm in service to my kids. That's the bigger chunk that I'm a part of.
So you can keep it like grand.
Yeah, well,
like the transcendent of being a parent.
Yeah, use a context, and then when you get up to that, I mean, if it's your job, and you get up to the level of transcendence, well, what are you in service to? The business.
Excellent point. Because yeah, this doesn't have to be the grand ultimate purpose of the universe. So why, you know, why do I exist? You know, the big existential question. It can be very specific to a role or a project even. You know, what is my connection as a project manager to this project? And what is this project in service to? So it can be, you know, scalable that way.
Can't you just change up your language a little bit too? Like, a guy like Sonny, you can transcend this, you can talk about these kind of transcendence. If Sonny was a truck driver or a company, you could deal with the same concept, just use the words that
Absolutely.
You hear them say.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the gifts, I think, of NLP, too. It gives you the opportunity, the language, to translate these ideas in a way that works with their model of the world. This is, as you saw, it's a very powerful process, and it also includes the skill of anchoring and sensory acuity. So each of the spatial anchors is it's a spatial anchor all by itself. And then at the end, I did a kinesthetic anchor for that transcendent state and then held it stable all the way down to integrate those anchors. Okay?
Wow. So,
yeah. When he got to identity, he actually looked down almost the whole time he was looking up. There was a kinesthetic, almost like a sadness about the fact that he, I don't know, I wanted to ask him that.
Oh, he's out of the room.
Okay.
Oh, now he's in the room.
Yeah.
Sonny, you got a question.
One last question about that. When we got to identity, like most of the exercise, you were actually looking up and thinking and imagining. When we got to identity, you actually looked down. And it almost looked like sad that you couldn't fulfill that. That's how I read it, but maybe I'm projecting there. But I mean, did you feel something when you got to identity? Did you actually look down to the floor? Like, looked a little sad for a second when you came back.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely not my experience of sadness. You know, I found that I wanted to be inside. So, first I was looking at all of you, and then it takes me out of my experience to look at any of you. So, it was just a choice between the floor or the wall. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, again, like when we talked about eye accessing cues and things like that, sometimes looking down, he may have been accessing feelings, but we may not know what those feelings are, right? So it may look like sadness on the outside, but all we really know is that it was maybe a feeling access. And even then, it's important not to even assume that, and to check in, just like you did. You asked, what were you experiencing in there? This is what it looked like to me. What was your inner experience with it? So that's how it's done. Yeah.
Would you again describe the technique you used? You said in that process we, and it was what you said.
I'm not sure.
You stepped through that exercise.
Anchoring.
Oh yeah. So what we did is we set a spatial anchor for each of the neurological levels. So I just asked him to think about the where, the when, the what, the how, the why, and so on, all the way up as a way of setting the spatial anchor, way of accessing that information. Then when he got to the level of transcendence, this is where the integration happened. So to be able to access that really deep state of transcendence, mission, purpose, that kind of thing. And his was really, I thought, powerful and rich, you know, he talking about his life purpose. So, and then at that point, I watched as, you know, just like we practiced sensory acuity, I watched until it got to a really rich point and then held that anchor to hold, because I wanted to hold that stable, because now to bring that into the identity and then anchor, you know, integrate those, bring them into beliefs and values. All the way down. Held that anchor all the way to the very end. Now, thinking about it, the next step I probably would have done when he was here is to do some future pacing with that, to take it into the future. And I may have still held the anchor at that point, just to keep it full and rich, and then have him think of future contexts to do another piece with it. Huh?
What do you mean?
I left my hand in that position on his shoulder.
You never
took
it?
No.
Kevin? You want more about the anchor integration that basically happens with every point in the next weekend? Anchor integration itself is a great part of energy itself. You use in almost every process as well. You'll learn a lot more for that. So
yeah,
there will be 4 more weekends about that.
There's also, and you'll get the lots of language. I was using a lot of language patterns coming all through the process. So that's another layer of skill that you'll get and integrate and become magnificent with, because, of course, you're a magnificent group, right?